Sean. He gave me 5 minutes. God, I love him. You know, one of the most difficult things I've had to do is talk about what happened to the labor movement, talk about what happened to my union and the 40,000 folks that we represent and the 185,000 public sector workers in this state that had their gut ripped out on February 17th. So as Sean said, those of you that don't know me, my name's Dan Homan. I have the honor and privilege of being president of AskMe Iowa Council 61. We represent, well, that's the first time somebody ever said that to me. I'll fix that. holy cow. You didn't really need to say that with my staff sitting up here because normally they tell me to shut up. I have the privilege and honor of representing 40,000 Iowans that give their lifeblood to this state and city, counties, and schools. I also have the privilege of sitting on the International Executive Board that represents 1.6 million public sector workers across the state. And we're not only under attack here, we're under attack all over this country. So, Governor Branstad destroyed and gutted Chapter 20. That law has been in existence since 1974. When it was passed, there were 12 days of debate, 150 amendments were debated, and it was passed by a Republican legislature, both House and Senate, and signed by a Republican governor. And Terry Branstad was in the Iowa House at that time, and he voted against this bill. This has been a 43-year mission for this man to put his signature on a bill taking away people's rights to sit down at the table and talk about terms and conditions of their employment. You know, they did this to pay back the Koch brothers for all the money they gave them in the last election. You know, and they all always said that you're going to be better off under this law. So one thing I learned early on is it's always nice to give a visual. This is a current state contract. All right? It has 256 pages in it. This is a draft of the new state contract. It has 26 pages in it. And there are only 2 pages, actually 1, that addresses contract language. These are the rights that public employees will have with the state of Iowa in their collective bargaining agreement. So don't talk to me about how my members and the members of ISCA and every other public sector employee in this state is going to be better off because of what they did to Chapter 20, and that is the bull that the Republicans said. I didn't say it, Maisie. Right? Although I have gone off script, so she's timed me, and it's probably took me 2 minutes. You know, it's hard following Senator Hogue and Representative Hunter. You know, this isn't just happening to state employees. This is happening to city, county, and school employees across this state because the employer is saying, we have the right to gut your contract, we're going to do it. We have one mandatory subject to bargaining, base wages. That's it. And that is limited, if you go to arbitration, to the Midwest CPI or 3%, whichever is lower. And the Midwest CPI is the lowest Midwest CPI. And when we were scheduled to go to arbitration in February, it was 0.6%. That's what they think of public employees. I tell my members right now I'm doing town hall meetings. This past week it was like 1,400 miles. Yesterday it was 450 miles and 8 hours of windshield time for two meetings. I tell them they're going to have a new world come July 1. But it is a world that we are going to fight. We will survive. And we will build. Everything we are going to do is targeted to November 6th. This is a date you can write down, November 6, 2016. That's when we're going to throw every one of those bums that voted for this law and voted to gut collective bargaining or workers' comp and everything else that they voted to do out of office, including including the governor-to-be who has never been elected. They told me I can't call her anything. I can't call her something else, you know. So I just call her the governor-to-be who's never been elected. I think that speaks volumes. I want to thank every legislator in this room because I was in the chamber for the Chapter 20 fight, and I never seen a group of people fight harder and with more determination against insurmountable odds with a Republican Party that was described to me as being drunk on power, but they haven't found AA yet. Okay? And that means a lot to me because I'm 39 and a half years sober. Okay? Aspie's fight, ISEA fight, because I'm kind of speaking for them because they really have become our partners, began immediately after the governor signed this bill into law. You know, I was being interviewed on February 17th by KCCI, Cynthia Foto, okay? And at 12:25, she handed me her phone and said, "Dan, he just signed the bill." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, why the heck aren't you there reporting on that versus interviewing me?" She said, "We weren't invited. It's a closed meeting." Now, it wasn't real closed because one clown, and I'll call him that, Drew Klein, the statewide director of Americans for Prosperity. They always got to tell that because I have a different name for prosperity. I won't say it, Maisie. Was in the room. And he posted a picture of him witnessing the governor sign that bill. That's what you call bought and paid for by the Koch brothers. On February 20th, we filed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of this law. And we will take that lawsuit to the Supreme Court of the state, win, lose, or draw. Because I'm sure if I win it at district court, the state will appeal it to the Supreme Court. And if I lose it at district court, well, Terry and I have been to district court or the Supreme Court. We've danced there three times before. We'll dance there another time. And I'm going to take him to the Supreme Court on every issue where it involves my members and public employees and, quite frankly, the working men and women of this state's rights. This is not a union issue. This is a working men and women issue. Because if there aren't any unions in this state, employers are going to have free will to do whatever they want to do. So I'm not fighting for my members. I'm fighting for everybody out there, even those that don't have unions. So we filed the lawsuit. A couple weeks ago, ISEA filed a lawsuit. You know, we are going to continue fighting this guy with everything we have. Their attack on us didn't end with Chapter 20. They gutted work comp. They did a deappropriation of $118 million. And as Senator Hoag said, we have taken a deficit that Chet Culver created of over $900 million, and it, or maybe that was you, Bruce, that said that. I say it at every town hall. They've taken it down to where we have now a $130 million deficit. My problem, on the stroke of midnight, on June 30th, I will lose 9,500 members because they took away our ability to do payroll deduction under the state contract, because that takes too much time for somebody to hit a key on a computer. But yet they allow all the other things to do payroll deduction, like United Way, I'm not criticizing these folks, like Aflac, like credit unions, but no, labor unions can't do that. Not just us, the teachers and everybody else that represents public employees in this state. But you know what? The hell with them. I figured out how to take money out of people's checking accounts. And to this date, as of today, we have signed 3,300 of those 9,500 back up. And I got seven more weeks. Right now, I'm in the middle of a town hall meeting all across the state. You know, yesterday it was like 470 miles and 8 hours of windshield time and three meetings. You know, we are going to get out. The pledge I am making to the Iowa Democratic Party and to every Democrat in the state, I'm going to go out and educate my members. If it means one member at a time, one meeting at a time, they are going to know who the hell did this to them, and it wasn't Democrats. So again, I want to thank the legislature for their support. I watched Bruce. I watched Nate. I watched them fight their heart out for this issue. And this union will never forget what the Democrats in the Iowa Senate and the Iowa House did fighting for our issues. Thank you.